Reproductive health problems remain the leading cause of ill health and death for women of childbearing age worldwide. Reports say some 222 million women who would like to avoid or delay pregnancy lack access to effective family planning, and nearly 800 women die every day in the process of giving birth. As the world marks World Population Day today, the focus is on universal access to reproductive health services. Multiple crises, food, fuel and financial difficulties have caused significant suffering and served as a wake-up call on the need to pay far more attention to the building blocks of sustainable development. This was contained in a message by the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. Here is a write-up on the day.
In 1968, world leaders proclaimed that individuals have a basic human right to determine freely and responsibly the number and timing of their children. About 40 years later, modern contraception remains out of reach for millions of women, men and young people. World Population Day was instituted in 1989 as an outgrowth of the Day of 5 Billion. The UN authorized the event as a vehicle to build an awareness of population issues and the impact they have on the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. More than 200 million women and adolescent girls have no access to contraceptives, and voluntary family planning programs are starved for resources almost everywhere. He therefore calls for urgent, concerted action by member states to bridge the gap between demand and supply for reproductive health. UNFPA Executive Director Babatunde Osotsimihin says giving birth is typically the most joyful moment in a woman's life, yet this very process takes the life of so many women worldwide. He says every day, some 800 women die in pregnancy or childbirth from complications that are very often preventable. For every woman who dies, around 20 more suffer childbirth injuries, such as obstetric fistula. We also have to address the special needs of young people, particularly adolescent girls. The needs and human rights of these young people must be urgently addressed. On this World Population Day, UNFPA reaffirms its commitment to work with all of its partners to ensure that universal access to sexual and reproductive health, especially voluntary family planning, is recognized as a key element of the new international development agenda after 2015 and of all development and poverty reduction plans and policies.
That was a write-up on World Population Day.